translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Nonetheless, because of their enmity, our opinion is that the demigods should not be neglected. Therefore, to uproot them completely, engage us in fighting with them, for we are ready to follow you. Purport. According to moral instructions, one should not neglect to extinguish fire completely, treat diseases completely, and clear debts completely. Otherwise, they will increase and later be difficult to stop. Therefore, the ministers advise Kamsa to uproot his enemies completely. So, I'll go on to the next couple verses. 38. As a disease is initially neglected, becomes acute and impossible to cure, or as the senses, if not controlled at first, are impossible to control later, an enemy, if neglected in the beginning, later becomes insurmountable. Text 39. The foundation of all the demigods is Lord Vishnu, who lives and is worshipped. Wherever there are religious principles, traditional culture, the Vedas, cows, brahmanas, austerities, and sacrifices with proper remuneration. Purport. Here is a description of Sanatana Dharma, eternal religious principles, which must include Brahminical culture, brahmanas, sacrifices, and religion. These principles establish the kingdom of Vishnu. Without the kingdom of Vishnu, the kingdom of God, no one can be happy. Natevatu svartha gating hi Vishnum. In this demoniac civilization, people, unfortunately, do not understand that the self-interest of human society lies in Vishnu. Dharasaya ye bahirartha manina. Thus, they are involved in a hopeless hope. People want to be happy without God consciousness or Krishna consciousness because they are led by blind leaders who lead human society to chaos. The Asuric adherents of Kamsa wanted to disrupt the traditional condition of human happiness and thus defeat the devatas, the devotees, and demigods. Unless the devotees and demigods predominate, the asuras will increase and human society will be in a very chaotic condition. Om Jnanatavanandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bukam Krotvachalang Pangun Lang Hayate Grim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shikaram Dinatharanam Vanchakalpa Tribhyascha Kripa Sindhu Jevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Here Kamsa is getting some instructions from some questionable characters, some bad characters, bad advice. Actually, the king is meant to get advice from the brahmanas. And because the brahmanas, they're connected to Krishna, therefore they get good advice. The kings would get good advice. But even there are some instances where the king had brahmanas as guides, but the brahmanas were not good guides. This is Bali Maharaj. He had this brahmana he was taking guidance from him. And Vamanadev came. And he was a very attractive incarnation of Krishna. And Bali Maharaj wanted to give him something. Please take whatever you want. I'll give you whatever you want. No, I just want 3 paces of land, just 3 steps of land. And he had small feet, so it wasn't much. So, I said, okay. But then Sukracharya said, don't do it. This is Vishnu. He's going to take everything. So Balaram says, wait a second, you've been instructing me to worship Vishnu, but now Vishnu's come and you're telling me not to follow the instruction. What is this? So he rejected. He rejected his guru. So sometimes there's instances where one has to reject one's guru if he's not acting in accord with the Vedic literature. So Bali Maharaj, of course, he gave him those 3 paces of land, and with 2 he took the whole universe. And now I have 1 left. What am I going to do? Put it on my head. They got the mercy. So, unfortunately now, throughout the world, as Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, Tatevatu svartha gatinghi vishnu durasya ye bahi artha mayina. They don't know what is actually valuable. That service to Krishna, service to Vishnu, this is very, very valuable. And we can get purified by this service. But what are they thinking is very, very valuable? Sense gratification. Very valuable. So they go out of their way to get as much sense gratification as they can. Why? Because the leaders, they're also completely absorbed in sense gratification, and they, you know, want their dependents to also get absorbed in such foolishness. So the purpose of this society actually is to, Prabhupada wanted to replace all the literatures with Krishna conscious literatures. Prabhupada said, I only have 1 disease. I think big. So Prabhupada thought very big. He wanted to replace all these nonsense literatures with Krishna conscious literatures. And if that were to happen, what a nice world it would be. People followed it. People followed the Vedic literatures. So Krishna comes out of his kindness and he gives us these Vedic literatures. Maya Mugdha Jivara Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan Jivara Kupoyala Kuala Krishna Veda Puran. That Krishna comes out of his causeless mercy and he gives us these Vedic literatures to guide us. These are guides for human society. And this is his kindness. Imagine if we didn't have the Srimad Bhagavatam, we didn't have the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada had not come to give us guidance, and we're trying to understand the absolute truth. Whew. Good luck, right? Yeah. Prabhupada was very fond of one philosopher, Socrates, who just by his own intellect, he was able to realize that he was the soul within. And we have to get some instruction from Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. But this Socrates was so bright that he was a self-realized soul. He's completely so much so that the leaders of Athens, they were upset that he was teaching the sons of the leaders of Athens. So they were, you know, we want you to stop doing this. And if you don't stop, we're going to kill you. And they said, you can do as you like, but I'm going to continue doing as I'm doing. Yeah. And they gave him poison. And before he was given this poison, they said, so do you want to be buried or you want to be burned? Or how do you? He said, you'll have to catch me. Because you're not going to burn me or bury me, or I'm going to go on somewhere else. This is what you don't know about. So intelligent. So this is the reality. And these demoniac advisors here of Kamsa, they also aren't aware that they're going to continue on. And because of this bad karma, this bad instruction, they get reactions. So, in the purport here, Prabhupada mentions that human society is meant to be of a Brahminical society. The Brahmanas are the heads of society. They lead society. because they're connected to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to create a society of brahmanas because that's what's lacking. And just like the brahmanas are the head, the kshatriyas, they're the arms, the vaishyas, they're the belly, and the sudras are the legs. So, if you have a society of brahmanas leading the society, then everything goes very smoothly. But if you don't have that, and they're led by others who aren't so connected to Krishna, then you got a problem. It's like the Prabhupada gives the example that the brahmanas are the head, kshatriyas are the arms, the belly is the vices, the sudras are the legs. So we don't have brahmanas. There's no head in society, practically speaking. And there's no vices. Because what are vices? Vices, they have cultural programs and they protect the cows. And you know, they're actually necessary for society. And the kshatriyas are powerful, and they get guidance from the brahmanas, and they protect society. They don't just exploit society like we're seeing now. The presidents and the prime ministers are exploiting. They don't know what is best for society. So here you have the situation, no head, no arms, no belly, just huge legs, you know, sudras. Society is made up of sudras all over the world. So we're trying to put a head on society, and that's by their getting this knowledge and understanding the truth, who we are, who Krishna is. Srila Prabhupada, he gave a definition of a brahmana. Interesting definition he gives of a brahmana. He says a brahmana is someone who goes into a place, and when he leaves, it's cleaner when he leaves than it was when he arrived. That's a brahmana. Or one of the definitions of a brahmana. They're very clean. Srila Prabhupada was in Mayapur, and he was having japa walk with the devotees there. And there was one latrine that was very dirty. The feces had piled up. And Prabhupada said, "What is this? Why is this like this?" And the devotee said, "Well, Prabhupada, the workers, they don't know about flushing the toilet. They never flushed a toilet before, so they just, and it built up." And Prabhupada said, "All right, I could understand. They're in ignorance. They didn't know. But why are you allowing this to stay like this? You know, if you see something in the mode of ignorance and you don't correct it, you also become affected by the mode of ignorance." Interesting statement there by Prabhupada. So we see ignorance all over the world. There's so much ignorance. So we're trying to be brahmanas, so that means we should try to correct the ignorance. And if we don't try to correct it, then we can also become affected by this ignorance. Just like this, there was that pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam of King Vena. He was another bad king who, he was such a bad king that he criticized Vishnu and the brahmanas, and eventually the brahmanas became so disgusted with him just by their words, they killed him. But then there wasn't a king, so the thieves and the rogues, they became prominent, and they were. So the brahmana said, "If we don't do something about this, then we will lose our brahminical tejas. Because it's the duty of the brahmanas to help society. That's our duty, to give knowledge." And this is what is most lacking in societies, is spiritual knowledge. There's so much education going on around the world, but there's no educational system where they could learn about the truth. Prabhupada was given a class at MIT one of the most prestigious schools in America. And Srila Prabhupada was speaking about the soul. And Prabhupada asked the students, why is it that you can't learn about the soul in this prestigious university? Yeah. It's something that's very important. And Prabhupada mentioned, Socrates, the father of modern philosophy, he had a firm understanding of the soul. So why can't this be taught in this university? And the students were like looking at each other like, yeah, why can't we learn about the soul? You know, kind of, also kind of disappointed. So to learn about the soul, to learn about God, to learn about how to actually attain satisfaction, this is important. This is most important. Yeah. And Lord Chaitanya, he came to give Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Siksartha Meka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sriridhari Kripambhadir Yasnam Aham Papadye. He came to give knowledge and how to become detached from material life. So he's giving spiritual knowledge, which is so essential. This actually helps us to understand how to become clean. Just like this is, I think today or yesterday it was, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple. Right? Today? So, this is an amazing pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cleansing of the Gundicha temple. He himself got involved in this cleansing. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says that this is analogous to the cleansing of our heart. We want Krishna to be in our heart, but now it's dirty. So what we're doing through this process of Krishna consciousness is we're cleansing the heart so that Krishna will feel comfortable. Yeah. Krishna won't feel comfortable in a dirty heart. Yeah. In the dirty heart, Vishnu, he's there. No matter how dirty we are, Vishnu will be there. But when we become clean, then Krishna goes there. And therefore that statement is there, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksadaiva Hridyesa Vilokiyanti Yang Syama Sundra Machincha Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who was always seen by the devotees, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. They are always seen in the form of Shyama Sundar situated within the heart of the devotee. So when we become pure, then Shyama Sundar goes into the heart. Yeah. Which is interesting. If we're impure, then Vishnu, he tolerates the impurity. But when we become completely pure, then Krishna, he enters into the heart. So this is the goal, to cleanse the heart. Cheto darpana marjanam bhavama devagni nirvapanam. This is the goal. And when we become completely pure, then we're satisfied. Everybody wants this satisfaction. So this is where the satisfaction comes from, some purity. Yeah. Pure desire to serve Krishna. Yeah. If we have this pure desire to serve Krishna, then we're completely satisfied. Krishna bhakti nishkama atta eva shanta. Bhukti mukti siddhikami sakliya shanta. The devotees of the Lord, they're very satisfied. Why? Because they have no selfish desire. But those persons who have material desires, they're desiring mystic city, perfection, or liberation, they can't be satisfied. Because there's some selfish desire. So, and by this process of devotional service, we become purified of these material desires. And Krishna becomes pleased. Lord Chaitanya becomes pleased. It's even mentioned that he didn't just clean it once, he cleansed it twice, the Gundicha temple. Because there's the gross dirt, you know, there's the sand and there's the straw, but then there's the subtle dirt. There's the fine dust that he still had to clean away. You know? So there's also subtle contamination in our hearts, you know, this mental speculation, impersonal tendencies. And so there's subtle dirt that also has to be cleansed by this process of hearing and chanting. So Prabhupada wanted us to become brahmanas, and actually, even higher, he wanted us to become Vaishnavas. If one is a Vaishnava, automatically, he's a brahmana. Because what is a Vaishnava? Yashasti bhakti bhagavati kinchana sarvarganes tata samasa tesara. One who gives up all desires for material enjoyment and just wants to serve Krishna, he develops all the good qualities of the demigods. And not all the demigods are sakama devotees, materialistic devotees. Four of the Mahajans are demigods. Svayambhur, Lord Brahma, Narada, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, and Yamaraj. So they're all pure devotees, demigods. So we develop all the good qualities of the demigods by taking to devotional service. But someone may be born into a Brahmana family and think that they're Brahmanas just by being in the Brahmana family. Just like I was in the airport distributing books one time in Miami airport. And I approached one Indian man. He said, "Oh, I'm Brahmana." And he showed me his thread. And he looked like of a little bit of a questionable character. So I asked him, do you eat meat? And he said, "Well, yeah. I take my Brahman thread off. And then I eat meat, then I put my Brahman thread back on. So it's okay." So these are Kali Yuga Brahmanas. And it's actually mentioned that in Kali Yuga, demons take birth in Brahmin families. And therefore so many of them criticized Prabhupada because he was turning malechas, he was giving malechas Brahmin initiation. And even sannyas initiation. So they criticized Prabhupada like anything. And many of these places, they wouldn't allow devotees, you know, Western devotees, into their temples. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was also being criticized so much for this. They were on a parikram at in Vrindavan. And when they went through Vrindavan with their Harinam, they closed all the temples, and they were throwing rocks. Imagine that, throwing rocks at the devotees. So offensive. Just because he was giving Brahman initiation to those who were not Brahmanas. Yeah. So it's just so ridiculous. You know? But you see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, that he was giving the exalted position of Namacharya to Haridas Thakur, wasn't even in a Hindu society, Muslim. Yeah. And Ramananda Roy, he was a Sudra, but he was practically the most exalted of the Vaishnavas. Yeah. Lord Chaitanya had 3.5 that were the most dear to him. Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, anybody remember the other? Sika Mahiti and Madhavi. So Ramananda Roy, he was a Sudra. But he was one of the greatest Vaishnavas. So Lord Chaitanya, he did that just to show that it's not by birth, but it's by quality. And what is the quality of the Brahmana? Samoa Damas Tapasocham Shantir Arjunam Evacha Jnana Vijnanam Astikam Brahma Karma Sabhavacham. Peacefulness. They're peaceful because they just want to serve Krishna. They're satisfied in the service of Krishna. They're equal towards everyone. It's like when Prabhupada was in Africa, the devotees were just preaching to the Indians. And Prabhupada said, "Why is that? We're in Africa? Yeah. What is this?" So the devotees said, "Well, Prabhupada, you know, the Africans are not that interested, you know. No, no, no. Open it up for the Africans. So the devotees opened up the temple room doors for the Africans, and the temple room filled up practically within a couple hours. You know? So Prabhupada saw that equal vision, you know, everyone as a soul. So, and when we're distributing books, we have to see everyone as a spirit soul. Yeah. Don't discriminate. Yeah. Sometimes the discrimination tendency is there. It's like I distributed books in the airports for many years, and there's a class of people that would come by, very wealthy people, big businessmen, $1,000 suits, you know, and sometimes we would approach them, and they would just like, you know, don't bother me. So we eventually kind of like gave up approaching them. But there was one time in the LAX where it was slow, and there was just one businessman coming through with this $1,000 suit. And I thought, well, he's a spirit soul. So I approached him. I showed him the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, man, it's amazing that you picked me out of the crowd. He was like the only person. You know? So he said, I'm completely into this. I mean, it's amazing that you, because I've heard of this Bhagavad Gita, and I've wanted it for so long. And thank you so much. And he gave it a nice donation. And when he was walking away, I was thinking, wow, just see my mentality. If there was other people around, I wouldn't have approached him. So, you never know who's going to take. Yeah. It's like yesterday I was distributing books in front of the Soho temple there, and there was an old couple in front of the temple, and they were looking at the changing bodies. And I saw them gazing at the changing bodies, and I'm thinking, they must be thinking, you know, it's almost it, you know, it's almost over. So I approached them, and I showed them the Bhagavad Gita. And I showed him that picture, you know, the changing body. So, where do you guys think you are in that? And they didn't say anything. And then I said, I think we're all on the other side now. Going on the other side. They said, yep. The lady said, yep, we sure are. And then I asked for donation. They both gave donations. You know, they were about 85 years old. You know, on their way out. So just before they step out of their body, they get a Bhagavad Gita. You know, I was thinking, boy, that's good timing. So this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's teaching us in this pastime, cleansing the heart. And during this pastime, he would praise some who were doing very good. And he would chastise others. Yeah? So this is something that we could learn from also. You see someone doing nice service, praise him, because that's very nice service you're doing, Prabhu. That's wonderful. Yeah. You see someone doing something wrong, then there's something called constructional criticism. You know, not don't want to be too heavy. Sometimes you get too heavy and you fry people out, you know, but there's a way to chastise in a nice way so that they get the message that, you know, Prabhu, maybe you should do it in a nicer way. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya, he was the perfect example, teaching us how to engage in devotional service by this hearing and chanting. There's a statement that if we eagerly hear and chant and serve Krishna, then Krishna promises that he will remove all the shortcomings, all the anarthas from our heart, which we can't do ourselves. It's impossible for us to cleanse all the dirt from our heart. But Krishna can do it. Therefore, it's stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedyam Pavitram Omkaram, that he is that which purifies. When we come in contact with Krishna, we're getting purified. Chanting the names of Krishna, reading the Bhagavad Gita, reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, getting darshan of the deities, all these different ways we get purified. And if we continue on doing this year after year after year, we're going to get purified. This is the power of this sadhana bhakti, that we get purified. But we have to do it with great eagerness. And therefore it's stated, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitabhati kriyatam yadi kutopila tatramoyam apimun janma koti sukutarna labhyate. That Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitabhati kriyatam yadi kutopila labhyate tatraloyam apimun. That this process of Krishna consciousness cannot be attained by performing many pious activities in many millions of lifetimes, but it can be attained by only paying one price, and that is one's eagerness. Be very eager to attain this bhakti, this love for Krishna. Yeah. And when Krishna sees that eagerness, then he gives himself. Yeah. And therefore Krishna says, Tesam sadak yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenima vyantite. To those who are constantly devoted to me and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So this is what Krishna is looking for. This constant devotion. Yeah. And there's a nice verse, I think I mentioned it last night, very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Sudama, the garland maker. When Krishna, he left Vrindavan to Mathura, he found this wonderful devotee, Sudama, and he told him, I'll give you whatever you want, just ask, whatever you want. And he just asked for three things. Please give me devotion for you, Krishna. Which is interesting, because he already had so much devotion, but he wanted more. So this is something we can also pray for. It's not easy to get devotion for Krishna, because we have all this dirt in the heart, you know, this lust and this greed and this anger, and so much contamination is there. So we want this devotion for Krishna to replace all this dirt in the heart. And if we pray eagerly with sincerity, then Krishna will take all that garbage out, and then eventually there'll just be that devotion for Krishna. Then he prayed for friendship with the devotees and compassion for all living entities. When I read that verse, I was thinking, wow, that's such a beautiful verse, because it covers everything, you know, except for one. Prabhupada said the devotee sees four things. They see Krishna, they see the devotee, they see the innocent, and the envious. So with Krishna, we try to attain devotion for Krishna. This is what we want. We want to attain this devotion for Krishna, this pure devotion for Krishna. It's actually there. It's in the heart. Nitya siddha Krishna prema sajjikavanoi shravanadi sudhikache kurya yudoi. It's there in the heart. Just like wood. Fire is within wood coming from the sun. You take a match and the fire will come out of the wood. But if the wood is wet, then the fire won't come out, right? But if you keep the fire under the wood, then smoke will come out, right? But if you keep that fire under there constantly, eventually the wood is going to dry up, right? All the wetness will come out, and then the fire will come out. So now we're kind of like wet souls, yeah? Some of us. I guess I should speak for myself, yeah? So we're chanting and hearing, but the devotion isn't coming out, you know, because there's still those wet material desires are there. But if we keep chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, that's going to dry up all these material desires. And eventually, that love for Krishna will come out. We just got to keep going with determination and sincerity and effort, and Krishna will help us. Prabhupada said, you take one step towards Krishna, and Krishna comes 10 steps towards us. So he wants us to get purified. Much more than we want to get purified. I was just listening to a lecture. Prabhupada said, to my astonishment, Krishna is feeling more pain in your suffering condition than you're feeling yourself. I was shocked. Krishna feels pain upon seeing our suffering. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya comes. He's the most merciful incarnation of Krishna. Yeah. Freely given out Krishna consciousness. So when we go out to give the holy name or to give Prabhupada's books, we're helping Krishna become free of his pain. Interesting. Huh? So, and this is why this is so pleasing to Krishna, especially giving this knowledge out. Yaidang paramanguyang. It says those persons who are distributing or giving out this great mystery of Bhagavad Gita, they're most dear to me, and there'll never be anyone more dear to me. So this is the 50-50 campaign. Everyone in our society is distributing 50 books. So has everybody done it here already? It's a pretty fired up temple here. This is the number one temple in Europe. And I don't know if you all know, but this temple increased in 2015 by 58% from 2014. So you deserve a pat on the back. Very good. And now they're going to increase more this year. So this is very auspicious. You know, Prabhupada always liked to hear the increase. It's like the devotees, when they had the first big marathon, they went to Prabhupada and they gave the biggest results that had ever been heard, that Prabhupada had ever heard before. Yeah, this is 72, the Christmas marathon. Thousands and thousands and thousands of books were distributed in 3 days. The first marathon was only 3 days. Now it's a month. Some places have 6 weeks, so it increased. So that's good also, they increased the marathon. Now they have more than one marathon. Sometimes they have two or three marathons. So that's good. So when Prabhupada heard this huge result, Prabhupada said, now double it. So Prabhupada always liked to increase. So on that note, is there any question or comment or correction?